Yes, to break every chain. There's power in the word of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Come on and just give God praise. Wherever you are right now, thank God for giving you another day. Just begin to tell him thank you. Just reflect on his goodness. Just begin to tell God thank you. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Just begin to worship God. Whether you're at home, you're at work, in your car, lying in your bed, just begin to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word. Hot manna for your soul. This is your daily spiritual multivitamin. It's your daily spiritual exercise. It is just like MasterCard. You don't leave home without it. I am your host, evangelist, attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And to everyone listening right now, and to those who will listen to the recording later, I say hello, hello, hello. This is fire. Glory to his name. We are in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 today. In the New Testament. Again, that is the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. While you are getting those Bibles ready, isn't this a great Monday morning? Let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I am live. Call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or tune in online on my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, be sure to follow the podcast so the recording will be text to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen at any time, listen with your family, listen with your children. You can listen on your lunch break, forward it to others to bless someone else's soul. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF to phone number 33222. You will know you have followed because you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. And as you know, this is our giving week during the first week of each month. Well, we give to the ministry, to Rossi Williams Ministries, and it helps as I go out to bless others. And you can see, if you look on the website, rossi.org, you can just see some of the things that I've been doing to bless others from Rossi Williams Ministries, including also buying groceries for people, you know, helping with gas, different things. So I ask everyone during the first week of each month to make a donation of $20, more if you can. If you can't do 20, as much as you can, but try to hit that $20 goal. You can donate to Cash App, $ Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or go on the website, rossi.org, and there's a donate button where you can donate using a debit or credit card. So let's donate during this week so that we are able to continually help others, especially during the COVID-19, to meet their needs. All right. By now, you should again go to rossi.org or Cash App, $ Rossi Williams. By now, you should have that word ready. God has a powerful word for you today. Let's get into Romans chapter 8, verse 28, reading from the KJV. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Listen to that again. And we know glory. We know this. That means, you know, there's no doubt that all things, every situation, work together for good. Somehow victory is going to come out of this. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Come on and give God praise. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is it may not be God sent, but it will be God used for your glory, for your victory. It may not be God sent, glory, but it will be God used for your victory. Hallelujah. Years ago when I used to live in Tampa, now I live in Miami, I used to attend Without Walls. And at that time, the pastors were Bishop Randy White and Pastor Paula White. And one of her favorite sayings was, it may not be God sent, but it will be God used. And regardless of whether you like Pastor Paula or not, because you know now at this time she's stepped out more into the political arena because she's the spiritual advisor for President Trump. So some of you may like her and some of you don't, but I really don't care because whether you like her or not or whether I like her or not has no bearing, glory, on the victory and the promise of that statement. It may not be God sent. Whatever you are going through right now, it may not be God sent. In other words, maybe you caused your own issues. Maybe it is an attack from Satan. Maybe it is something that is beyond your control. But the victory or the promise for you today is that it will still be God used for your victory. In other words, God will bring some glory out of your story. God will bring blessed out of your mess. It may not be God sent glory, but it will be God used. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that I just read unto you, the author said, we know that all things work together for the good. We don't have any doubt. There is no uncertainty, and it's not just the likelihood, but every situation is going to work out in the favor for those who love God, those who follow Christ, those who serve him and are following his purpose. God is going to bring you out of that situation better than the way you came in. Your exit will be greater than your entrance. You ought to be praising God right now. This fired up word on Daily Fire ought to be stirring some praise for God in your soul because the devil had you twisted, glory, thinking that God had forgotten about you, that God was not seeing your situation or your desperation, that God was not seeing your vulnerability, that God was not seeing your bills piling up during the COVID-19 pandemic, that God was not seeing your tears in the pillow at night, crying with confounding and overwhelming anxiety about how you are going to make it, that God was not seeing you in this situation of domestic violence, your husband or wife beating on you and hitting on you every day, that God was not seeing your child incarcerated and you worried about how they were going to make it, how you were going to pay the legal fees if they are safe, confined in jail or prison during the COVID-19 pandemic. You were wondering whether God was going to answer your prayer to finally, as a man, help you find the wife who is your good thing, or finally, as a woman, help the man find you. You are worrying about your ministry because, you know, you haven't been able to have church as usual, and the tithes are down and the offering is down. And because of this, you're now worrying about how you're going to meet all the needs of the church. But I remind you today, glory, that whatever the situation you're going through, victorious way. If you are in a domestic violence relationship, the first thing God wants you to do is to take care of your safety. Get out and seek safety. The domestic violence was not God sent. But God will use this for your glory, because once you walk out of this, when you choose to walk out of this, when you choose to say, I don't care if I have to walk out without a penny in my name, you will know from henceforth and forevermore your value. You will never again let another person put his or her hands on you. You will know now how to prioritize yourself. You will teach your children to never let another person beat on them. When you walk out of this, it wasn't God sent, but the new you who will emerge, it will be God used, because you will have now the confidence to understand the validity and the worth of yourself. It may not be God's glory, but it will be God used. When you walk out of this financial crisis and this financial distress, I guarantee you, you will reposition yourself financially, whether you have to get a second job to build up your savings, whether you have to realign your budget. As I taught you on last week for 2 days, how to budget, if you didn't hear that, you can hear it on Roxy.org on the broadcast page, but you will never again allow yourself to be broke. You will never again allow yourself to go broke. You'll never again try to live above your means or keep up with the Joneses. It may not have been God sent, but it will be God used. For those of you in ministry, you will never again put your church in the position to where if it misses 1 month or 2 months of time, you're going to lose the building in foreclosure. You're going to be the good steward that you're supposed to be, to build up financial reserve. You see what I mean? Whether it's about your marriage, whether it's your children, whether it's your finances, whether it's your job, whether it's your health, whether it's your neighborhood, whether it's your ministry, whether it's your calling, whatever the obstacles are, they may not have been God sent. Whether you're caught up on drugs, whether you're out there in prostitution, whether you've run away from home, whatever it is, it may not have been God sent. But God is going to use this to bring you out better than you've ever been. He's going to come in and he's going to restore your joy and renew your mind, give you strategy on how to change the situation, and never shall you return to that bondage. Oh, in this good word. Come on, we got to get ready to go into prayer. Just say, it may not be God sent, but it will be God used for my victory. Say it to yourself again. Say your name and say, self, it may not be God sent what I'm going through right now, but it will be God used for my victory. God will bring me out better than I went in. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Worship him. Worship God right now. Worship him. Hallelujah. You know the obstacles that you're in. You know the mess that you're living in. This is your release. This is your victory. This is your exodus into your promised land. Come on and magnify the Savior. Tell Jesus, thank you. Just think about what you're going through and then envision yourself released from the situation. Oh, tell God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is fire. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor. Father, we say thank you for giving us another day. And Lord, we just come believing that no matter what we're in, you will come in and bring us out in victory. You are God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the creator, the author, the finisher of our faith. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. You are he which was and is to come. You are God Almighty. Hallelujah. We glorify you for the victory. We glorify you for the release. We glorify you for fixing it and working it out in the name of Jesus. Our hearts say thank you. Our hearts say thank you, God. We can now look at the situation and we have faith that all things work together for the good, for our good. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say, thank you, Lord. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Wherever you are, tell him thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's do the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising God. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who thought God had forgotten about you, for those of you who are in the midst of some mess that either you created, the devil created, or both of you together created, for those of you who don't see your way out, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of doubting you. I repent of thinking you had forgotten about me. I repent of not keeping the faith. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and work it out. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that all things work together. Everything works together. All things will be worked out for my victory, because I love you and I am called according to your purpose. Now, God, I give you praise. Now, God, I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. 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 In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and magnify him. Listen, you've now been saved. You've now been rededicated. Spend time with Christ every day. That is how you stay saved. Remember, this is our giving week. If this word has been a blessing to you, if it has empowered you or helped to change your life, encourage or inspire you in any way, make sure you send your donation of $20 to support the ministry, more if you can, or if you can't, 20, as much as you can. Donate via Cash App, Ross C. Williams, that's $RAWSI Williams, or online using a debit or credit card at rossi.org, rawsi.org, so I can continue to bless others as well. All right, our topic for today is, it may not be God's sin, but it will be God used for your victory. Your task for today is to praise God all day, despite the situation, despite the circumstances, no matter what you see, look at it and just say, it may not have been God's sin, but God is going to bring me out of this in victory. Give God praise. Visit rossi.org. Send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. Make your donations during giving week. We can live in victory. You got to praise.
And nothing seems to work. One day
and you
got to
get it out.
That when nothing else but help, when I was just about to give out, oh, you found him to be a wonder. Come on, if he's a wonder.